Good morning, Audio Boo. It's 6:05 a.m. and I'm sitting here at the car boot once again. Came along about 5:45 just to get our favourite spot, my wife's favourite spot. I don't really care where we go, but she likes it here anyway. So I get it and get the tables out and get the boxes out, and then I'm just going to sit and chill till she comes along, and then we'll put the stuff out. So it's not a bad morning. It's overcast, but with patches of blue sky. No sunshine, unfortunately. I think all the sunshine that I've seen seems to be down Birmingham area. I think that was Mick's Brummy and Geordie. A certain person has been annoying me all week because of the amount of sunshine he's been getting down there. That's Adrian Wicks, who's at Turbo Stream, sending me messages and wee video clips showing me all the sunshine he's got. It's really annoying. But anyway, so as I said, another car boot today, which is a good job because we had planned for either today or tomorrow, Sunday, because on Sunday there's another car boot we had an option of going to, a new one that sprung up recently down in Falkirk at the brand new football stadium. Quite fancied going to that, just to try it out, see what it was like. But unfortunately, the forecast for tomorrow is dire. Strong winds and driving rain. There you go. So cancelled that one and just decided to come along here to our local one in Bathgate. Not that there's a problem with that, it's because we actually quite enjoy being here, but it was just to try out the new one. But there you go, so maybe another day, another Sunday. So how am I feeling this morning? Well, I asked myself that. I was asking for you lovely people that listen out to my rambling stuff. Well, I'm feeling good. Today's Saturday, yes it is, I know. On Thursday, I felt damn miserable. Don't really ask why. God, I can't even explain it. Yesterday morning, you probably heard it was pretty bad. I was just, you know, it's nothing serious. It's just, oh God, it's hard to explain. But anyway, it took me to the afternoon to brighten up a wee bit, just like the weather. And I think, to be honest, I think packing the car, getting the stuff down at the attic, out into the car, getting the car all packed and ready, and all sorts of things that goes on when you've got a car boot. So I think that kind of, because I was so physically active, it kind of perked me up. Now, Adrian did actually send me a message and said, why don't you go out on your bike? You like going on the bike, and maybe a bit of physical exercise will help you. Well, I didn't get out on the bike. I did get a walk up the toon in the afternoon, and felt okay when I come back. But once I'd packed the car, all that physical exercise, that's when I started to feel really good. So maybe right here. Maybe that's what I'm needing to do. I'm needing to get away from sitting in front of computers or twiddling my thumbs and just get out there and do something. Climb a mountain. This morning, and I've had some messages about being down, and people wishing me to feel better today. So thanks to everyone. I am feeling that, oh my God, I'm 1,000% up this morning, which is fantastic considering I got out of my bed at 4:45. But I'm really feeling good. I don't know why I'm feeling sick. I mean, we're talking about mood swings and all this kind of stuff. And my God, how the hell can you explain that, you know? So, that's what I'm doing today. Unless something fantastical comes up during the car boot that justifies me talking to you about car boot again, I've done it all, I think. Then you won't hear from me from the car boot, as regarding the car boot, that is. I'm hoping to I'm hoping to feel inspired to do some audio booths today. I actually recorded one the other day there. But because I wasn't feeling too great, and because it was of a negative nature, well, I say negative nature, it was kind of negative, but I wasn't being negative. Oh, it's too damn hard to explain. What I'm trying to say is, I didn't feel like uploading that particular video on Thursday afternoon, you know. So it's still sitting there in Audacity, ready to be put up. So most probably will do that today. So it'll be about 2 days, at least 2 days, if not 3 days belated. So so I'm hoping to feel inspired today to say something about something. God, my God. See, Victor Meldrew. You know, a complaining and boring old fart, if you will, or maybe just as I'm getting older, like Victor Meldrew, just becoming more of a realist about life. So I don't know why the word perfunctorist came into my head there. Has that got anything to do with what I was talking about? I don't know why. I couldn't even spell it. What the hell is perfunctorist? God. Anyway, rambling now. I'm just going to chill now I'm just going to chill now until Mary, I see Mary meandering her way through the Aldi car park with the baking sannies, as usual. She was frying them up this morning just before I left, and oh, the smell, my God. I almost asked her to put extra on and give me a piece along with me. In case you don't know, a piece for us up here, I guess it's pretty much same as a lot of the working classes. A piece is a sandwich. It doesn't mean a slice of bread. It means a sandwich on anything. Two slices of bread and something in between it. That's a piece. So she'll come along with the bacon. And well, once we get the stuff out on the tables, we'll have a massive big mug of piping hot tea and a couple of baking sannies, and then that'll leave two baking sannies for about 11s. It's all planned out, it's all mapped out. Okay, I'm going to go now and chill, shut my eyes and chill for a wee bit, hopefully. Usually what happens is when I shut my eyes to chill for a bit, somebody comes and chaps the window and says, how much are you wanting for this and that? And I haven't even got the stuff out, they're all still in boxes, but you know, they're terrible. What's in the box? Yeah, fucking Jack. Jack's in the box. Anyway, well, if you said that to him, actually say, is it a 3-ton Jack? Anyway, gotta go and chill. I'll speak soon.